Good morning, everyone. If you don't know me, my name is Jacob Kempfert, and I have the honor, nay, indeed, the privilege of serving as the student body president of Bethany Lutheran Seminary. And we wanted to let you know that this upcoming Sunday, March 3rd, we'll have an open house over at the seminary. And you're invited to come over. If you go down towards Gullickson and take a left down Brown's Court, it's across from the softball field. Young men of Bethany Lutheran College, have you ever asked yourself in an hour of meditation, which everyone finds throughout their life, that you may have an interest and the gifts and passion for being a pastor? Then this event, this open house, is for you. And even if you have never thought that before, or you've thought it and you've completely rejected it, then this open house is for you, because there will be free food. And also because I guarantee you that not a single one of us in this room knows how God will use the gifts and abilities that he has given us, and I'm a prime example of that. None of us know how exactly we will be put to use to spread the gospel and to share the good news of salvation with the world. So I encourage you to come to this open house. Young men of Bethany Lutheran College, I ask you to rise up and be worthy of this historical hour. And this hour, this historical hour, starts at 5:30 p.m. over at Bethany Lutheran Seminary this Sunday, March 3rd. Pastor Luke Ulrich from Mount Olive Lutheran here in town will give a presentation on the pastor and family ministry. So come on over, enjoy some free food, and meet some of the awesome seminarians that are over there. We are actually fairly normal people. Some of us are even friendly. Although, don't expose us to direct sunlight or feed us after midnight. But there will be free food before midnight at 5:30 p.m. over at the seminary on Sunday, March 3rd. Thank you for your kind attention, and may the Lord richly bless our worship this morning.
Good morning, fellow redeemed. The text before us is the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 35 and 36. Then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our light and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. You catch the two promises that Jesus makes in this text this morning. The first one is that Jesus promised this crowd that there was going to come a time in which the light of the world was going to go away. A little while longer, the light is with you, he said. Soon the Son of Man was going to be offered up on the cross to suffer and die for the sins of all people. So he was telling the crowd that they needed to take advantage of this time while they still had the light of the world with them to hear, to believe, to become sons of light, to leave the darkness of their sin and their unbelief behind. Now, Jesus does not walk in the visible flesh with you and me each day that we get to see, and yet his promise is also true for us. There will come a time when the light will go away, he says. Each one of us has been given what we call a time of grace. And it doesn't matter who you are this morning. I don't know, you don't know when that time of grace is going to finally go away. When we will no longer have an opportunity to open up our Bible, to read God's word, and to see that lamp for our feet and that light for our path. And in the darkness of our own sin, we forget this promise, don't we? That there will come a time when that light of the world can go away and we could just be surrounded only by the darkness of sin. And surrounded by this darkness of sin in so many situations, we make excuses to why we don't have time to use the light of God's word. Or we think and we fool ourselves that the shiny and twinkling lights of this world, lights that burn bright one moment and then burn out the next, that they're going to offer more warmth for you and me than the warmth of God's word. We keep telling ourselves each time we sin, you know what, it's okay, I'm young. Or I'm in good health, and so, you know what, I've got plenty of years to get this figured out. I'm going to come back to the light of God's word, maybe when it's just a little bit more convenient and when I think it's a little bit more necessary. But see, when you and I think this way, we fall into the traps of the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh, much like the bugs with that bug zapper. The lights of things like popularity or wealth or a quick high or self-indulgence or self-medicated and self-inflicted numbing, they flash before us. And we see them and we fall into a trance oftentimes in the darkness of our sinfulness. But see, if we're not careful in those situations, what can happen is we can be very easily led to destruction. And my friends, it's an eternal destruction, much worse than being shocked a little bit by an electric bug zapper. In the text before us, Jesus also says, "While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." Here's that second promise. You and I, we have the promise in the offering of what? Light. The person who walks in faith with Jesus has his light. The person who walks with Jesus in faith has been rescued from darkness, the darkness of sin and all of its shadows. And see, that's not because you and I did anything, but it's simply because Jesus, in his mercy, decided to take on our flesh and live in total perfection, even though he was surrounded by this world's darkness. And after then being beaten and bloodied by the darkness of mankind, he was thrown up onto a cross, in which for a time he was in utter darkness because God the Father turned his back on his only Son, only then to, once that came to an end, then to be swallowed up by death so that he could accomplish everything for your forgiveness and salvation and for mine. But because of that great moment in history, that day we call Good Friday, we don't need to fear this world's darkness anymore, because you and I, by faith, we possess the light of Christ, he reminds us. We don't need to fear the darkness of death, because in reality, you know what? It's nothing more than a shadow. Shadows can spook us. Shadows can startle us. So can death, especially when we face our own or we face the death of a loved one. But a shadow can't hurt you. And that's the same thing when it comes to death. A death cannot hurt the believer. Because our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in all his glory, all his light, all his splendor, annihilated the power of death over you, me, and all believers. And yet every person in this room knows that there are some shadows that still remain in this life, aren't there? Every one of us has some sort of shadow that we have to face that can startle us, that's very real for us. There's the shadow of fear. Sometimes we're afraid to look forward. Sometimes we are afraid of possible chances or changes that lie ahead. There's the shadows of doubt and uncertainties. We get scared about what the future holds because we can't see what's happening. Sometimes it feels, when that's happening, like we are just walking around in shadows and in the dark, and we are grasping for anything, and we can't find anything firm to hold on to. I think that's a very common feeling that we can have in our college years, for sure. There are the fears and the shadows of sorrow. There comes a point when the sun does set. Eventually, every light will go out. And maybe that's a relationship that ends, or the ending of a career, or maybe your ending of good health, or the life of somebody you love, or maybe even your own life. Even though Jesus has destroyed and defeated the power of death, there still are shadows in your life and mine that look to try to startle us each and every single day. Oh, redeemed, don't be startled, don't be afraid. Because when you walk with Jesus in faith, he can deliver you from your fears. When you bathe in the light of Jesus' word, he liberates you from your doubts. When you are uncertain, the lamp of God's word can and it will light your way. When the shadows of sorrow try to overtake you, you have a Lord and Savior who can and who will brighten your day as he offers you such things in the power that he leaves for you and me in his means of grace. And so, my friends, don't put off soaking up the light of Jesus Christ or the light of his word for another time, another day. Sometime down the road when you feel it's more convenient, or maybe some other time when you think that it's more important because now you maybe don't have as many years in front of you as you think you do right now. No, rather may the Holy Spirit use the light of this word that's before you today, and may he use it and plant it in your heart so it burns brightly, so that you can and I can, as Jesus says here at the end of the text, while you have the light, believe in the light, so that you become sons of light. Amen. Please rise. And we pray, Almighty and everlasting God, the brightness of your faithful souls, you have brought us to your light and have made him who is the true light of the world known to us by faith through your enlightening means of grace. We ask you to fill us with the light of your glory, forgiveness, and love, so that the radiance of your light may shine upon all the nations. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.